Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Tuzla told foster parent applicants to lose weight. That is the front page story from Ellen Coyne in the Irish Independent. This morning we are joined by Donal O'Shea, HSE Lead for Obesity. Donal, your reaction to this story?
It's like waking up in the 1980s and reading a headline.
You're disappointed. Dismayed.
Very disappointed. Yeah, no, I mean, I can't believe our understanding of weight, our understanding of obesity has moved so far beyond that it's really disappointing. I mean, I think it's really a question of setting it straight. The BMI is not an individual assessment. It's a population screening tool. You can be healthy at any weight. It is very important that health screens are carried out for anybody taking on an important role. And parenting is probably the most important role we have in society. So I'm all for health screening. But to use a population measure that we no longer apply to individuals is just wrong.
Can I ask you specifically about one line that one woman was told in a virtual meeting by a Tuzla staff member whom she had never met that she couldn't run after a toddler?
So again, individual assessment is what's the critical piece, you can have a BMI that has you in the obese category and be an elite athlete, and you can have a normal BMI and be not healthy enough to take on the role of a parenting of a parent. Don't use a blunt population assessment tool
or blunt language, one would say.
Or blunt language, and you know, lose weight. And unfortunately, in the last couple of years, I've been at a meeting where a child was told if they did not lose weight, that they would be taken away from their family. And again, that caused incredible distress to the child, to the family.
I'm trying to, because obviously it's important when you do a story like this, that you try and see it from all sides of the story. And look, my initial reaction is that all that matters if you're fostering a child is if you're kind and loving to that child, and you can support that child. I'm asking myself, am I being naive? Is there more to it than that when it comes to fostering?
So I'm a specialist in obesity, not in fostering. What I will say from a healthcare point of view is that obesity is a complex relapsing disease. There is absolutely no doubt, as with any disease, that you may have the disease to such an extent that taking on an important role, any important role, is not appropriate. You could have chronic obstructive airways disease, be on home oxygen, and therefore it's not appropriate. So there is no doubt there are individuals who are compromised by their obesity to a degree that they're not suitable to take on a parenting role. But I can tell you that 95% of the patients attending our service with severe and complex obesity would make incredible parents, and we would be fully supportive of them taking on that role if they wished to do that.
Donal O'Shea, HSE Lead for Obesity, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Helen Coyne, who wrote that story, will be joining Pat later on after 9.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.